We saw the press release come from Texas A&M, but talking about the report, the last Texas Housing Insight report that you guys published. And so I just had a few questions and kind of wanted to put it in context for our listeners, if that's okay with
sure.
you.
Okay. Sure, be happy to.
Great. Yeah. So the, you know, kind of the big deal is single family home starts in Texas fell dramatically in August despite continued demand throughout most of the state. If you can kind of right. just summarize your report and give us a reason of why this matters to us around here.
Well, around here and around the state, we've had such growth in population and in jobs and so forth for the last 5 or 6 years that we've built up this incredible demand for housing. Both owner housing, single family owner housing, as well as the apartments. That's one of the reasons why you look around here in town and you see apartments just coming up out of the ground everywhere, almost growing like weeds. But so that's why it's important. The August fall off and the starts number were primarily in multifamily because that market might be reaching some type of balance. So it fell off a little bit. I think the single family construction is actually still positive. But even at that, on a month to month basis, these things kind of move and are a little bit volatile on a month to month basis anyway. So I don't generally get too concerned about one particular month being a little bit up or a little bit down. What we look at more is the trends over a little bit longer time, at least a quarter, you know, a 3 month period, or maybe even a 6 month period. And for that, we're still up and still building. But we, as I mentioned, we've had this tremendous growth on the demand side of families and households and people moving to the community looking for housing, and we simply can't supply it quickly enough to satisfy that demand. So as a consequence, we've seen dramatic increases in home prices over the last couple of years. Now, as a homeowner here in the area, I'm real happy because the value of my house keeps going up.
Right.
Of course, that's the good news. The bad news is that the tax assessor knows that too.
Gotcha.
So the values do go up, and yes, that's the reason it is called an ad valorem property tax system. It's the property tax is based on the value of the property, and when the mm-hmm. value changes up or down, then at the same tax rate, the taxes change accordingly. So when values go up at the same rate, then your tax bill will increase. And of course, it's well known that the costs of running the local public sector, the city, the county, the school districts and everything, those costs are not going down. So the rates tend to be very sticky going down.
So for homeowners, their property value is going up. For home buyers, it's not necessarily the greatest of times to buy a home here just because of the expense.
Well, the expense, really, it's the selection. If you were a home buyer here in the College Station area and you were looking for a house in a particular price group or in a particular location, you simply aren't going to have that big of a choice. There aren't going to be hundreds of houses being offered. You're going to have just a few, maybe, that are being offered. And so the selection isn't quite as good. Obviously, a lot of people are choosing to build. And so the home builders here are very busy. I was out at the Parade of Homes last weekend and talking to some of the home builders. They were telling me that they're just as busy as they can be, but a lot of what they're building is custom. And even when they start a spec home, they're generally, in general, being able to sell it long before they actually finish construction. So they're moving that along. It's a cyclical kind of thing, and we're in a tight market right now. It's also true that according to recent surveys and studies, a lot of people are slowing down, if you will, the rate at which they turn their houses over. It used to be, we generally use as a common theme, that the average house would turn over about every 7 years. People would buy a house, and for various reasons. You get transferred, you retire, you move here, you move up, you move over, various reasons of why people sell a house. But the average rate was about every 7 years, maybe 5, 6 years in really active markets. maybe 7 or 8 years in some others. Well, that number now appears to be moving towards 10 and 12 years.
So people are staying longer.
They're staying longer in their houses, which again reduces the inventory of homes being offered for sale.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So it's a you know, it's one of these things. There's multiple moving parts in the equation. The home builders are actively building homes. They just can't build them fast enough. They're facing. They've got to find lots and land costs, and developing the land and paying regulatory fees and so forth and costs have risen or made the land cost component of new homes rise so much that the home builders are forced into building houses in the higher price categories than what traditionally they have been building in the last decade or so. So that's also contributing to the increase in prices.
Well,
there's a lot of moving parts in this.
And Dr. Gaines, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't see the explosiveness slowing down by any means. With the university growing and new businesses coming to town because of the growth, I foresee this being kind of an issue, if you want to call it that, for a while now, right?
I think you're correct. We don't see any change in the way that things have been for the last year or two. For the next couple of years, with the possible exception. In other words, you know, anybody in business will always tell you, you do a risk assessment. What could go wrong? And what could go wrong is if we have a recession and things were to slow down, if the university were to slow down its pace of expansion, if local businesses were to slow down in their expansion, if it were to slow down in terms of the rate of new businesses being formed or moving to the area. But it would take some type of major economic downturn to do that. What are the, you know, and in fact, I was just at a panel yesterday with a bunch of other economists, and the general outlook is still very positive. It's not explosive by any means in terms of the rate of growth as economists measure it, but for this local community, I think our rate of expansion, our rate of growth, and the economic prosperity that we've been enjoying for the last several years, right now still doesn't show any signs of weakening substantially at all. Now, it'll be volatile. It'll on a month-to-month or even a quarter-to-quarter, it'll go up and down a little bit, but the general trend is still very, very positive.